Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that will hopefully make you smile, laugh, and freak out inside. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Now.
Hey, it's random thought in the kitchen.
That was not a bad word, love. Sorry.
C-R-A-P is kind of a bad word.
No, it's not. You want to know what a bad word is?
Nope, we don't need an explicit rating.
Why not?
Because.
They probably do better.
Probably. Hey, we don't do badly. That makes it sound like that. Yeah, but they would probably do better. Hey, Gabby's sniffing your butt right now.
I see that.
Sean is cutting cauliflower, and why is Gabby's?
I don't know why. Because it's sexy. That's why.
So one of our COVID issues, which is not a big issue compared to what everybody else is dealing with, is that we have two kittens, and both of the kittens were unable to get fixed because of when the pandemic started. So we keep having kittens in heat.
Yeah, it's like Sean's in hell.
No,
let me tell you how it goes.
We're not going there. We can't go in there.
Let me tell you my cycle.
Sean is just saying that there's four ladies.
There's five.
Five plus Gabby.
Six, but two don't count.
The gecko doesn't count?
No. Gabby, Marzi are the two that don't count.
Marzi and Gabby have been neutered. And Gabby identifies as a they anyway, I think.
A they?
Yeah. I think so. Anyways, so there's going to be a lot of noise in the background of
kitten searching hopelessly for a mate. No. But there's no mate for the kitten, and she's tried. She's tried every animal in this house, but
she's burned through them all,
but none will give her the satisfaction as a tomcat would, I guess. I don't know.
Well, we're not going to get into that.
No. Yeah. No, we're not going there.
They're not going there. They're not humans. That's the only reason.
Yeah. Her sister tried. Let's just say that. Her sister tried really hard.
It was looking pretty good.
And it was... But apparently it was a one-time deal. I don't know. It's not too boring?
Not without your diplomacy and
but
political
it's true.
Correctness.
It's not politically correct.
Oh, but you were fixing it.
I often have to fix things, including kittens.
Look at the size of this cucumber.
Sean is now peeling a cucumber. It has a lot of heft and sure girth. Does. It's a big cucumber, actually. All right, now we have to stop. Okay, random thought, still in the kitchen.
Yep.
That's the sound of Sean eating what should be our sponsor, Ruffles Double Crunch Hot Wings flavor. And our cat is still in heat. Anyways, so Facebook, which I'm on, but it is a demon from hell, has created avatars, which are basically like Bitmojis, in which you pretend it's you, but a cartoon, cuter version, and then you share your reaction to things in the form of your cartoon avatar.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people not being who they are, man. Like, it's like we're living in the Matrix and we can't even be our human selves anymore.
You're probably right. We can't.
I don't want to... No avatar is ever going to look like Sean Kelly Farrar, man.
You all should be lucky.
I don't get it. Like, I get that it's kind of fun, you know, like... Just, like, putting yourself through a lot of Snapchat Instagram filters are kind of fun, and I'm all for fun, but it's a little creepy.
Yeah.
If you think about it in the bigger... All right, Sean is currently trying to shake out some hot sauce.
I don't know how to describe this in words. He's, oh.
That's probably enough.
He hit things.
Whatever, we'll survive.
He put the hot sauce bottle in raw egg, which is why he doesn't cook as much as I cook.
This is why
I'm no, nothing.
Why, I'm healthier than you?
You're not healthier than me. I've never gotten strep.
Me neither.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. I've never told you that I've gotten strep.
You've gotten strep.
You're just trying to make cripple.
I'm very cool, and I've never gotten strep.
Why does that make you cool?
Because my immune system's amazing.
Who gets sick more times than you or a year?
You.
You're so full of crap. Why do you lie?
I don't get sick from illnesses. I get sick, like, throwing up sick from food that my body can't handle. But that's not about immunity.
That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about regular illnesses.
You've gotten sick more this year than I have.
If you think your immune system is better than mine.
Yes.
You are lying.
I think that you're better with viruses, but I think I'm better with bacteria. And this is the kind of sexy conversation you get in our house. So it's COVID-19 and we're locked down. We have nothing else to talk about.
Don't blame it on COVID.
But no.
It could happen anytime.
I've never gotten any kind of bacterial infection ever in my whole entire life. I used to try to get strep from my friends because I wanted to not go to school. And I thought it seemed sexy somehow. I thought it seemed like a sexy disease. Not that any disease is sexy. I was in fourth grade.
Why? Because you can make people think you were kissing?
Yeah, I wanted people to think I was kissing other people, man. He's laughing at me.
I was Everybody's worried. Laughing at you.
No, nobody's laughing at me.
When they listen to this thing.
No.
Yeah.
No. Anyways,
don't be laughing like crazy.
I thought that it meant that people like me, and therefore, you know, like mono was the kissing disease. I thought that strep was the kissing disease. And so I tried really hard to get it. And I never got it. I was so sad.
Me neither.
I did get chicken pox, though. That's a virus.
Chicken pox.
Oh, that is a virus. I need a bacterial infection.
I definitely have chicken pox.
I mean, I don't need a bacterial infection, but I need one. What's a bacteria that, other than strep?
Dude, I don't know those things.
I don't either.
I don't get them. Why should I pay attention to them?
You do, too.
Uh-uh.
Oh, he's lying. He's just trying to be tough and manly. And he can't let me have anything. Like, I can't be... You can't let me have anything. I can't be like, hey, I'm better at not getting bacterial infections than you.
Dude, if you want to have that, you can have that. I'll let you have it. Like, seriously.
I feel like he's not truly letting me have it there.
No, you can have it. It's all yours. I'll let you have it. Bacterial smecter. It's all you.
Bacterial smecter. Use them, grow.
I see it. Righty? Tip of the pod.
Sometimes I worry about our podcasts.
You don't want me to do that? Me neither.
All right. So, this podcast was originally called Random Things You Learn About Each Other During Lockdown, but we changed its name.
To poop?
It has poop in it, yes. Yeah. All right, so in this house, we've learned a few random things that we didn't know before we had to isolate ourselves because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And these things include...
treasure hunting for gray hair in other people's hair is fun.
It is fun. It's so fun. Sean's gray is dark.
Yeah. I'll let you take the next one.
All right. So, people hook up on the Scrabble app and Words with Friends. I had no idea, but a BuzzFeed article told me this.
Yeah?
Yeah, like all these kids are
you
like...
You expect me to believe that crap? That you figured that out on BuzzFeed?
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a Scrabble app. I'm very ignorant about the apps. Because I'm not into the apps, because I'm too busy to play the apps.
That's true.
And the last time I played a gaming thing, like 10 years ago, some guy sent me a picture of his thingy from a deer stand. And I didn't understand what it was, and I thought it was a worm. And
hey, that's enough. Okay. We can move on.
I'm not very good at those kind of things, because I don't even realize when people are hitting on me.
Sometimes your relatives don't close cabinets.
All right, that's another thing that maybe Sean may have discovered.
Oh, I discovered that. I thought you were talking about me, but you're right. I do close them all soon. You know why? Because I'm afraid to walk into it.
I walk into things, and I fail to shut things. Next, how much noise your fellow family members, including the dogs, make.
That's true.
So much noise in this house, man. When I was just working here all alone, doing my little writer thing.
With the dogs.
And my edit. Yeah, like.
It was just dog barking, right?
It was just dog barking and snoring. But yeah. Now it seems like there's jowls moving and like.
So the presence of humans have made it worse.
Yeah.
That's probably true. Plus the human noise, so.
Yeah, and what's the last one that we learned, honey?
This is the last one?
Yeah.
Oh. Your husband is more awesome than you thought.
That's not the word you're supposed to read.
Your husband is more southern than you thought.
So as we've been isolating and only interacting with each other, Sean's southern accent has gotten thicker.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like not right now when we're doing podcasts and stuff, but like by the end of the day at night, you're doing a lot more y'alls.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's like auditory and breathing.
And you're doing a lot more darlings with the no G. It's not like you're saying darling.
Yeah, I'm just tired.
And you do a lot more baby girls.
Oh, you're always my baby girl. Baby girl.
Baby girl. Anyways, so that's what we've learned about each other. And I know you're all very interested. But we also were totally wondering what you all have learned about each other, too. But bad transition here. Because Sean is Southern, I also was looking up Southern things. And BuzzFeed had this article called
17 Delicious Cookout Recipes That Will Impress Your Southern Friends. And the first thing I thought was,
do I have Southern friends?
And then I remembered I have an entire Southern family.
And we were all ashamed.
Karen was ashamed.
But I also got really inflamed and incensed. Like, I read the article and Sean walked into the room and he was like, what is wrong with you? Why do you have that face? Because it made me
angry. You looked angry.
I looked
you
so did. Angry. And the article.
I thought I'd done something wrong again.
It's because I just kept thinking about how you claimed you had a better immune system. Anyways,
yeah.
The article is not all that Southern. And it made me very upset because obviously writers of the article at least thought that Northern people like myself didn't have barbecue pulled pork, buttermilk fried chicken, barbecue baby back ribs, corn on the cob, fried fish, burgers, baked mac and cheese. And why would some Southern people be more impressed by that than Northerners? It made no sense. All those food are eaten at Northern barbecues already. Like, why would we do it to impress Southern people? Are they saying, like, only Southern people are impressed by that food? Are they saying only Southern people make that food? Are they saying only Southern people like that food and that's the only food that's going to impress them?
Yeah.
I had a lot of issues.
I'm sure you did. Me
so,
too. Okay.
Like, where did this regionally specific food divide even come from?
The only Southern thing that was on there that Carrie was
from the north. From the north.
Didn't grow up with were collard greens.
Yeah.
She even had. Was that real peach iced tea though, or was that like
Snapple?
Okay.
That was my favorite kind of iced tea was Snapple.
Here's
peach
where the whole
tea.
Thing gets a little gray.
No. Wait, can they make peach iced tea with peaches?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's cool.
Without chemicals.
Without chemicals?
Uh-huh.
What? Anyways, they had baked beans on there. Like, dudes, they are called Boston baked beans for a reason. Like, they had potato salad on there. Like, all my mother ever made was potato salad. And I hate potato salad. But
did you guys have Boston? For me, until I was up here, so the majority of my life.
Yeah.
I thought Boston baked beans were a candy. Did you have those? Like,
oh,
little red,
those little
hard,
weird
red
things.
Ones?
Yeah, I didn't like candy, but I think those existed. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys didn't have baked beans. You got right. candy.
Anyways, someone in the comments of the post actually wrote,
this post should probably be changed to the perfect Southern cookout. Most of these things aren't going to fly out of cookout in Maine.
And I got irate. Because all y'all...
Somebody actually wrote that?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
my word.
Don't talk about Maine if you've never been here. Similarly, give shout-outs to the origins and the history of the foods they're blogging about. Because erasure isn't a cool thing. And that goes for socioeconomic erasure and ethnic erasure. And the foods of different cultures sustain us and build us and bind us. And they also reflect our histories and the good and the bad and the horrible parts. And damn it, don't talk about what's going to happen at a Maine cookout if you haven't ever been to one.
Hey, baby. What's this have to do with writing? At least it wasn't directed at me, folks.
So when you write about regions, you need to think about it from more than your own perspective. When you want to add some authenticity into your stories, think about the strange things you learn about your own house and family during lockdown and those details and that nuance. And that's what makes a story authentic, not a BS blog post about how to impress your southern friends at a cookout or a food post about kimchi that never even mentions it's Korean food. I can't go into that right now because it'll make me too angry.
And yeah, don't do it because that sounds really asinine.
So, condense, the writing tip of the pod is?
Be smart. Be detailed. Be full of empathy, but don't be so full of yourself that you forget the backs and lives and hearts of the people who came before you. That goes not just for writers, but for regular humans too.
Damn it.
What?
That's it.
Oh, that was an exclamation mark, damn it. Okay.
Also, the cat's
still in heat. Oh, here she is. Dog tip for life. Whew, excuse me.
You gonna make it?
Yes.
I don't know if you're gonna make it, man.
Dogs are all about origins and details. If you don't believe me, you can talk to our dog, Smarty.
Did you call him Smarty?
I did.
You don't know our dog's name.
Splarty?
Sparty.
It's Sparty.
It's really farty.
Well, it is farty.
It's farty.
Sparty and Gabby. But Sparty dropped this little tidbit on me.
Did he drop that tidbit?
Well, not literally. We smell poop the way sommeliers smell wine. Hey, did I say it right?
I think you said it beautifully.
Don't lie. Come on, really?
Oh, yeah. It's
sweet. Beautiful. It's all about the nuance. You have to be about the nuance, not the generalization.
That's right.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And I said, what the hell, Sparty? I thought you were a beer guy.
Sparty will drink anything.
He just walked away. Okay. Sniffed Gabby's butt. What?
He does really like to do that.
He does.
The whole point, right, is that, like, if you want to be a good person or good content writer or a good book writer, stop generalizing and stop saying what the heck people in Maine like at a cookout when you've never been to one.
That's for sure.
And don't write about how to impress your southern friends as if everyone from the South is one big generalized group.
That's for darn sure.
And, like, when you want to write your stories, make your stories have details and let us see them, you know?
That's right. Details.
And
makes the story good.
Yeah. And docs know that, man. They're all about that poop nuance.
That's right. It's the details. It's not the overwhelming odor of red wine.
Do you think that we just made, like, a comparison to all of life as a pile of poop on the side of the road, and then, like, the...
Well, you did, indirectly, by using the wine, but then you pretty much said apply that same theory to your writing. So, yeah, all of life.
All of life is just a big pile of steaming poop on the side of the road.
It's steaming if you're lucky.
Yeah, but you gotta smell it and discern the taste. This is a horrible podcast episode.
You took it there.
Oh.
And you're always blaming me.
No, it's my fault this time. I'm sorry, baby.
No, don't be sorry. Because we're not doing it again.
Cackle.
All right, a little bit.
All right. Anyways, I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, stay healthy.
We've been happy. Yeah, we've been in the house how long now?
Semi-sane, at least.
How long?
I don't know.
Like 2 months?
Yeah, just about.
I hope that you're all still married if you were married, or with each other if you're still with each other, and not...
All your kids are still alive.
And you're still being discerning when you smell the poop, I guess. There we go.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you listening to the podcast. You can find us everywhere. And you've already found us once if you're listening now. And like Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Then like and subscribe. The notes to the podcast are also always on Carrie Jones Books. Blog. Carrie is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E. I realized I don't always tell people that. And we'd like a shout out. The music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who is the artist and what song is this? It's Night Owl by Broke for Free. And you can go to the podcast episode notes and find a link right to it.
Listen to that fantastic music all the time.
Yeah, man.
So, what do we got going on in our lives, love?
Well, right now, we've released the book, The Places We Hide, which is an adult mystery.
And it's good.
It's so good.
I mean, obviously I'm biased, but it truly is good.
John just thinks it's really good because the main character he thinks is him.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, possibly.
We won't tell. Also, I am doing a course. I've started a course.
A course?
A course.
What kind of course?
It's a bit like a distance MFA program, and people get to hang out together in a Zoom chat once every month, and I give them feedback for their stories every month. They submit 20 pages, and there's a Facebook group, and we have a bunch of people already signed up, which is awesome because...
So it's like a writing course.
It's a writing course that's also very supportive and helps build community. So you get direct feedback from me and love from other writers.
I know. Any course that you're involved with has the instructors more. There's also like a life coaching course.
That's very
Because you're so awesome.
That's very sweet.
I know.
There's more information about it on my website. Once again, carriejonesbooks.blog.
You can never say that too much.
carriejonesbooks.blog.
And what else are you doing, love?
Am I doing anything else?
Well, I mean,
sorry.
You edit people's work?
I'm teaching at the Writing Barn. I edit people's work. You can find me on Readsy. I'm writing my own books. What else are you doing, boo?
Me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm just doing my regular work.
But
we are going to start formatting people's books also.
Woo!
And we will be doing print edition and
ebooks. So we're all in one.
Types of formatting styles.
Right. So you can come to us and we will clean
like
up your grammar.
Yeah, we're full service.
Yeah, man.
Book prep / publishing house.
Yeah. Only thing we're not doing is cover design.
Yep.
Yep. Pretty cool.
Once again, that will have to land back in your, on your desk, though, because unless people want stick figures for the covers all the time.
You would have the funniest cover ever. That'd be awesome.
Every book's a kid's book here.
Like 80s font. Like,
yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll do the Kama Sutra cover with stick figures.
No. It always goes back to
No, it's just an example of how it could be deceptive because it's stick figures, but you never know what's inside.
Anyways, we're going to end it here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
We really appreciate it. And we stay healthy and strong, okay?
Yeah.
Because we need you in this
stay
world.
Stay strong.